Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. I'm here at Petco Park. Chris is at Intercom Studios. And we are joined by Aztec baseball head coach Mark Martinez. I almost said Dave Martinez, but I know better.
Mark Martinez is better than Dave Martinez.
Yeah, for sure. Joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, Mark, how are you doing? I know you guys are getting ready for this Mountain West Conference tournament that starts Thursday, number 2 seed. How's everything going?
Well, it's good. You know, I think, you hear the coach speak all the time. You know, it's the second season, right? You know, and so right. You kind of flush everything that's happened in the past, and you start concentrating on extending your season, you know, beyond regular season. And, you know, we're fortunate enough to be one of the top, you know, four teams to get in the tournament. Ultimately, we do want to win the regular season championship. We fell short of that. We are the 2 seed, and it is the new season. You know, the playoff season starts on Thursday, and, you know, we train that way all year long. We try to set up our pitching. We kind of train, you know, to win short series in a tournament atmosphere, and feel like our guys are you know, understanding how important each pitch is and each game is. So we're looking forward to Thursday for sure at 2:00.
I would imagine, Mark, that most of the other teams in the Mountain West Conference have certainly put a bullseye on your guys' back, because you've won this thing 6 of the last 7 years, and you've done it as a 1 seed, a 2 seed. It hasn't really mattered. You guys have been able to really play the best when it counts the most. You don't need to give me any of your secrets, but you just mentioned that there are some things that you do differently in a tournament setting, and whatever it is, it's worked for you.
Well, you know, I think one of the things we train for, you know, starting in fall is understanding, you know, how short series work and try to train for that, you know. And I think when you look at how our pitching staff lines up, or, you know, how our lineup has evolved throughout the season, and trying to prepare to compete, you know, at a tournament level. And so it's a longer process trying to get our guys' minds right and understanding that. And you know, the excitement does build towards the end of the year in order to try to win the conference regular season. But now once we understood that, we started to, you know, preparing for the tournament, not know who we were going to play, you know, even as early as last Friday. But, you know, now our guys really understand that everybody's, you know, starts fresh. And we just try to, it sounds so cliche, we do take one day at a time. We treat each day like open day and have that, you know, the excitement, the freshness to it, and try to go through the tournament that way. And it's worked out for us, whether it's through the loser's bracket or the winner's bracket. So we kind of take that mindset moving into this weekend as well.
San Diego State head coach Mark Martinez joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Mark, you guys were saddled with some pretty tough injuries early on. I mean, it was from your Friday and Saturday night guys, yet you guys have found a way to find some new arms that stepped up into the fold and have been able to pitch well. Talk a little bit about being able to maneuver the schedule without the guys you anticipated having for Friday and Saturday night.
Well, you know, on paper, going into the season, we were just talking about it earlier this past week, is that on paper, you know, the way we finished the fall with Logan Boyer, Harrison Pyatt, Brad Wegman, you know, you had two seniors and a polished junior, guys that were sitting in the low 90s with you know, wipeout sliders and plus changeups. They could feel their position, and we felt really good about, you know, we could match up with anybody in the country, and this was, you know, a regional tight staff that we could do stuff with. And lo and behold, come the first week of March, we go out and play in an Air Force. It's 19 degrees, and we got two guys go down in that one weekend. Boyer was first, Pyatt was second, and then the following weekend, Wegman comes up with a bum elbow, and now we're sitting here going, okay, now what are we going to do? And right. What happens is that, you know, the guys that were kind of ticketed to pitch out of the bullpen move up, step up, whether it was Justin Goosen Brown or Jacob Flores, Aaron Eden, Michael Paredes, you know, Daniel Richardson. These guys all stepped up, and Adrian Mardueño, who's a national pitcher of the week. We went up and beat Oregon State. Those guys kind of stepped up and got some great in the fire experience right away, and they had to learn, you know, by trial and error, and they took their lumps, and they also embraced their successes, and it's been good. It's been a lot of fun to watch them evolve throughout the season. You don't worry so much about the Goosen Browns or the Adrian Mardueños. Those guys are senior and junior respectively. You kind of worry about those guys that are the younger guys that don't have that experience in Division I baseball. They answered the bell. They've also had that time where, you know, they get a little fatigued physically and mentally. So we've tried to back off some of their innings moving into the tournament. And we've seen some great things out of those guys in short stints over this past weekend. Moving in the tournament, so I think they're fresh as well. So that experience they've gotten this year obviously bodes well for the future as well.
Chris, before you ask your question, I just want to say we should congratulate Adrian Mardueño because he was honored here yesterday as one of the many athletes here in San Diego before the Padre game. That was pretty awesome to see.
Yeah, not a bad year, too. 1.48 ERA, win over Oregon State. That's getting it done. And if I remember Adrian Mardueño, he's the guy that runs around and chases down every foul ball that is hit
yes.
in Tony Gwynn Stadium. He's a bundle of energy. You've got 11 guys that I counted that are from the San Diego area. There's probably a couple more floating around, but I know that that's one of the keys you've had, Mark, to continuing the success that Tony's father started and keeping San Diego State's baseball program on top, and that's keeping kids close to home. And, again, you've been able to do that, and you know, this is obviously a very fertile ground for players. So congratulations on doing that, and I know that these kids probably feel a sense of community pride because they're all from here.
Yeah, you know, and again, I think the biggest thing moving – even when I first got here, you know, Tony, you know, said we got to find a way to win San Diego, and that process took a while. You know, I think landing some of the kids and making kids growing up here in San Diego want to come to San Diego State. You know, and I think the winning, you know, having a Strasburg, you know, from San Diego, make his mark on our program, and then you know, it piques interest of kids that are, you know, 13, 14. Even down into, you know, 10, 11, 12-year-olds at that time starting to think, you know, hey, San Diego State's pretty sweet, you know. And so we continue to evolve our recruiting. We want to win San Diego. We want to keep kids in San Diego here at San Diego State. And you mentioned it already. This is a hotbed for baseball. It's one of the most talented areas in the country. And so obviously you want to have the kids that are doing it at the high school level come to your school and help compete for a national championship. And I really believe that's how we're going to do it, is continue to get the top talent to come to San Diego State here from San Diego. And I think at some point we can line them up in Omaha and have the bulk of our roster from San Diego. It'd be a great, great feeling.
Coach Martinez, there's a question I've been dying to ask you. Chris and I have this conversation from time to time. We don't have enough time to get it in, but one of these days we got to get you back on to ask you a little bit about paying student athletes and where you come down. And we don't get a chance to ask coaches about it very much, but you and I had a conversation that leads me to believe that you have an opinion on this. So one of these days we're going to have you back on for it, but I have to ask you about Ty France. I mean, you mentioned having a guy like Steven Strasburg represent the school at the big league level and what that may do. I assume that means the same for a guy like Ty France, who has really come from the 34th round pick to being a big leaguer this year. This has got to help recruiting, I would assume.
Absolutely. What a great story. And even when you just mentioned his name, I got chills. You know, I mean, it's just a great story too. You know, 34th round pick, you know, he's a grinder, a guy that, you know, is a model for really anybody to get that opportunity playing professional baseball. If you to have a mindset of you're going to try and outwork everybody, great things are going to happen. And I think when Ty had that opportunity to go play, you know, in the minor leagues with the Padres, his mindset had always been, and he would tell you, is I'm going to try and just stick to my work. I'm going to trust the process. I'm going to continue to grind it out. And hard work pays off, man. You know, and it doesn't matter if you're a 34th round pick or your first round pick. If you want to be great, you know, he's a great model for that. That you work your tail off, great things are happening, you know, and it's happening for him. And we just have such a sense of pride, you know, every time, you know, I've been to Padre games two of the last 3 days, and it's just such a sense of pride for us to, you know, see him standing out there just warming up. It's just it's so cool to watch him experience that, and hopefully he can stick around for a long, long time and continue to help the Padres win some baseball games and beyond.
It's incredible because I think of Ty France, and what I think of honestly is him just raking the ball all over the field in Reno 4 or 5 years ago when you guys won the tournament championship there. And I know you're going to Reno again this weekend. So, Coach, best of luck. Get it done again. And we'll look forward to talking to you hopefully next week to preview the NCAA regional, because I know that's the ultimate goal, get back there and win one of those things. So congratulations on a good season, but let's make it a great one.
Outstanding, guys. I appreciate you guys having me on, and hopefully we do have an opportunity to catch up for a regional preview next week. And if not, we can talk about that other subject that Tony was talking about.
Perfect.
I would love to
for
do
sure.
That.
We'll do a whole segment.
Let's anticipate talking about the regional preview with you guys in it.
Yes.
Outstanding. Awesome, guys. Appreciate
good luck,
it.
All right, Mark. Thank you.
Have a great day. You bet. Bye.
That was Coach Mark Martinez, San Diego State head baseball coach. Earned 2.5% APY on a 16th-month certificate from SDCCU. Get this amazing rate and start saving at any of the SDCCU's 43 Southern California branch locations today. APY equals annual percentage yield. For details, visit SDCCU.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.